Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
Happy this Halloween, Hobbits. Happy Halloween, Hobbits. Welcome to week 9 of Not a Hobby. Chromacopia is the worst album to ever enter the airwaves. That's how I'm going to start this
spooky season
episode. Yeah, spooky season. You're joining us at our regular time. It's the first in, I think, 3 weeks since that's happened. So hopefully we're going to have a good episode. Finally going to give you all a recap of records, which we haven't done in several weeks. Q, 13-13-2, hitting at 50%. Hayden, 12-18-1, 40%. And Jimmy Dickel is 4-2-1, 75%, with the bird parlay getting us home last week. I will quickly note that my pick last week was based on Hayden's diet, his love of chicken. So we went with the bird parlay, but I've left out two important birds in the Cardinals and
the correct birds
in the Seahawks.
Yeah, only two of the four birds covered.
Hold up. I left out. There are a total of 5 birds.
Ravens.
Ravens, Seahawks, and Cardinals.
They lost outright.
You chose the two. So for those joining us, I picked the bird parlay was Eagles, Falcons, parlay. Those both won. But I forgot the other three birds. They're inferior birds in the Seahawks, Cardinals, and Ravens.
Edgar Allan Poe would say otherwise.
Edgar would say otherwise. If NATO's airwaves sound different, he is joining from a different location today. You have two hobbits, two hosts in studio.
In the Shire.
And NATO and Q and Pat are also in the zip code. Anyway, I've rambled too long. Let's go ahead and kick it to Hayden, who just got back from his great-great-grandmother's birthday party, I believe.
No, this is my father's mother, Annie. She is 92 years old as of yesterday. So I was leaving dinner, and Jimmy, I guess we just pick which alias we go by. My real name and real face on the socials is what y'all are going with. But yeah, it's Annie's birthday. I'll tell you what, talking to people from that generation, is there anything better than talking? She's
salt of the earth.
Golly, talk about a sports fan. She can name every player on the Kentucky basketball roster, front, back, where they went to school.
This year's roster?
This year's roster.
Wow. She knows all the
Coach Cal's out, she's in. So she's a real fan. That's where I get my fandom from. Her
is she still performing capital punishment to discipline you?
she was a sweet lady. That was not her responsibility. her late husband, my grandfather, Herbie Hunt, who is a legend. He played quarterback and shortstop at Kentucky. He's got some classic war stories, football stories, and asking my grandmother about them is maybe my favorite activity of all time. I was asking her tonight. I was driving her home. I was like, Annie, so she loves talking about when Herbie used to play for Bear Bryant at Kentucky. Mm. I'm like, so when Granddad was at Kentucky, she's like, well, let me pull out this letter. She pulls out a handwritten note from Bear Bryant like it's chapstick out of her purse. I mean, everything was analog back in the day. You just wrote it. And I was like, that's insane. I mean, I didn't want to tell her that back then if my grandfather – attempted a forward pass, he'd be on the first train to Salem to be tried for witchcraft and wizardry.
That's true.
But not to denounce his accomplishments. But, well, I mean, just a better generation.
Did the genes skip a couple generations?
That's what they say, though. The greatness might have hopefully skipped a generation.
Okay.
But I'm certainly not as brave as them. You know, we joke about going to war, and they just went to war.
He was drafted by two programs, the New York Giants and the U.S. military.
Yeah.
Two prestigious ones.
Yeah. So it's always good to catch up with family, especially the better part of the lineage.
Sure.
So I always feel inferior. But, yeah, she's a beast. Happy 92nd birthday.
Great perspective.
Happy birthday.
Thanks for sharing. Did y'all get did y'all make it for the early bird special?
Yeah, dinner tonight was at 4:30. it was as delicious as always. Yep.
Pancakes.
I didn't know what to do when lunch came around at noon, so I held off for the late lunch at 4:30.
No bird?
No, I actually got the triple meat platter. So I got a serving of grilled bird, smoked bird, and pulled pork.
What genus?
The chicken and the turkey. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Two pretty incoherent ramblings. Q, why don't you start us off with some picks?
Sure.
If you can follow up.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, happy birthday again to your Mama
NATO. Call her Annie. I mean, Grandmother NATO will suffice.
Yeah, first. That's. Annie, I'm going to go with Grandmother NATO.
Yeah, she's a savage.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
It's a dog week.
We might have to put the clip, just some music over it. It didn't come through clear on our end.
I apologize. New mic for Q, which is pretty exciting, but
sounds like it was recorded on my grandmother's xylophone.
It was Spotify, but yeah. Okay, first dog of the week is gonna be the ponies plus 9.5 at the Ravens. The ponies, gosh, meaning the Broncos.
You love Bo Nix.
I am a sucker for Bo. He's 5-3. They're 5-3.
I know. He's literally bankrupt me.
I think the over's already hit on their season total. But the ponies defense keeps it tight in a low scoring slugfest. I really like this in a parlay with the under, 46.5. Because if the under hits, that basically implies the points are likely going to cover. And that's what we call some high correlation.
That is why we enlist Q's expertise here.
1,000%.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Was that a model spit out or just intuition?
That was just gut feel.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Good. He's getting cocky.
He is.
We're not. Record. You also said the wrong record. I think mine added up to 28 and NATO's added up to 34.
Don't doubt him on the picks.
I definitely won't play a numbers game with you, Q. That's usually why I don't say the records. I just say the percentages.
Yeah.
But I know you count back, subtract, and
ones and zeros.
Yeah.
It's not important. Just wanted to throw that out there. NATO.
So what's your record then?
17-15-2.
This is what I have.
Percentage on that? I just still can't get there.
Look at his face.
That's my quant.
He's crunching.
Look at him.
Not crunching.
Oh, I thought you were gone. No. All right. No. Well, I have abandoned the football analysis and I've joined Jimmy on the This Is a Hobby. So my three picks are now determined based on what Disney movie I can find parallels with.
This is a patented segment, so we will have to negotiate IP.
I'm still in my own lane, but I can maybe try and back my way into some football analysis. But for now, I found two of the ugliest, most redheaded favorites you could possibly find with one beautiful underdog. And if anyone is familiar with the plot of Cinderella, that's why we're calling these three picks the Cinderella picks of the week. You know, with something that ties them all together, you're going to have to parlay them. So I'll leave it up to y'all. Do y'all want to hear one of the two redheaded stepsisters or do y'all want to hear Cinderella? Which one first?
I feel like Cinderella has to be last, right?
Okay.
We'll start with I choose redhead number two, though.
Oh, okay. Redhead number two, Anastasia Tremaine, you weren't familiar with the names, is going to be the Titans minus 3.5 versus the Patriots.
Ew, that is a beat check.
Titans 1-6 against the spread this year.
That is an ugly winch.
Couldn't be uglier. I'll be driving home from my 5-year college reunion past Nissan. So if things are getting shaky for the Patriots out there, if the Patriots are dicing up the Titans, I have the ability to swing by and, you know, I'm not saying any funny business will go down, a la Yankees fans interfering with the game. But I have been taking notes, and I will run onto the field and tackle Jacoby Brissett or Drake May, depending on who's playing. So second redheaded stepchild, Titans -3.5. They're 1-6 ATS this year, and they're somehow 3.5-point favorites.
Love it, except if it's Drake.
Producer Pat, are you going to the reunion as well?
Oh, Sewanee? Yeah.
Sewanee, alumni weekend.
I'll get up there.
Yo, come on. And then we're the Tigers.
And the Lions? Lions? Tigers. Glad they're not the Lions.
What was the next year?
42? No, 1899.
Okay. A little farther back, rewind the clock. What, just quickly before Q gets on, what happened in that week?
Sewanee was 8-0 on the season, and I think they played all 8 of their games in a 6-day span somehow. And in 6 days, they managed to beat the entire SEC. So,
wow.
From an A&M to LSU to Vandy to all the other.
I don't think A&M was in the game.
They were. That was back when they were like, only a military school.
So yeah, that's when Vandy was a wagon back in the day. All-time record, 8-3-1 against Texas. Now it's 8-4-1 against Texas. Last game was 99 years ago.
You're lying. That's a fair fact.
The only SEC team with a winning record.
How was Texas. The game, Q?
It was. I mean, I expect to win these days, so I'm not gonna lie. It was disappointing, but it was not. Heartbreaking.
Was it a solo mission, or were you with your buddies? Were you with your missus?
I was with two buddies and my sister. One of my buddies being Papa Q, and the other buddy being
your boy,
my sister's boyfriend Tully Dickin.
Also your boy.
Wow. Yeah.
First and last.
Wait, guys, I need to come clean.
Uh-oh.
I need to tell y'all something.
Okay.
My grandmother tonight was talking about Diego, our good friend Diego Pavia, and
DP.
She was like, I mean, can you believe that his idol growing up was Johnny Manziel? Y'all like this. She goes, I mean, that says something about you if you're looking up to that kind of hot dog. And I didn't have the heart to tell her that we interviewed her because I would have felt the disappointment.
Yeah. Interview like, him, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, on our podcast, you know, interviewed. It would have been.
Has she listened to an episode? Does she have an iPhone?
She, no. She sends birthday wishes through Carrier Pigeon.
The best way to get them.
No, she texts. She's a spring chicken. She's freaking. She texts. She drives.
The selfie did look like, wow. She looked sharp.
No, yeah, that sounds like Jimmy and I's Ganny. Talk about spry.
I mean, any other names we want to drop while we're at it?
Ganny is code.
Ganny is code.
First and last name with district
poetry. Yeah, I'm sorry, Tully.
Give us pick two.
We'll speed through these next couple because we're – but, you know, it's good discussion, all important stuff. The Grizzlies game is almost over, so that is my primary – the podcast concern number one, Grizzlies number two. But next dog is Cowboys +3 at the Falcons. We're back on the fade Falcons train and don't have a whole lot to say. No one in the right mind would take the Cowboys after what they've been looking like, and that's why we kind of have to do it. So Cowboys +3.
I like that.
Respect.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, my next one is redheaded stepchild number one. It's another team that's 1-6 against the spread. It's the Jets -2 versus the Texans.
Ew.
They have single-handedly almost bankrupt me this year. They're favorite against, you know, a team that Q and I liked preseason to win the Super Bowl. But the parallels are there. I mean, 1-6 ATS, so that checks the box for ugly redheaded stepchild.
Ugly.
And then we get a little bit deeper into the parallels here with this first one. You know who else hates their family? Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Whoa.
So,
and Anastasia,
you know who else doesn't talk to their siblings? Anastasia Tremaine. Oh, I'm sorry, Drizella Tremaine. So, redhead is stepchild number one. That's why we're taking them. Jets minus two versus the Texans. Gosh, I mean,
what's her name?
Drizella.
Drizella.
I think the only Texans receiver they have right now is a man named Tank. That's all they got. They got a Tank, and that's it.
This is true. No Nico and no Diggs. Yeah, Diggs out for the year with that knee injury. Hate that for them. They should still be decent, you know, when Nico comes back, but that hammy's a tough situation. So on paper, I actually do kind of like the Jets, but oh my gosh, man, is it heinous. 1-6 ATS versus what everyone thinks to be a Super Bowl contender. So, you know, I don't know why they're favorites, but they're the redheaded stepchildren. So we're taking them.
Drizella had an absolute wagon on her too in the Disney flick.
Drizella and Anastasia were
stinky wagon.
They were menaces.
Yeah.
Disney is kind of weird about that. We won't get into it.
Their animators, their artists are, they're a little voluptuous with the quill.
I got one name for y'all. Mrs. Incredible.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. We all knew it was coming.
That's Pixar. Is that a separate entity?
I think, yeah, Disney owns Pixar, right?
I didn't know that.
She's
a little bit different.
It wouldn't be so egregious if they didn't have a size 12 waist.
Yeah.
I mean, the waist just, so, anyways.
Yeah, talk about.
Okay, what was y'all's first animated crush?
I
have Kim Possible, not even close.
Yeah, you've always been a Kim guy.
I think it was the, like, cargo pants and, like, the.
And, like,
I was like, oh, she can.
Right angle breasts.
I didn't know what that was. I was just like, she can fight. Like,
yeah.
She
was a redheaded female.
She was a bad one.
She also went for Ron Stoppable. So you're like, oh, the ugly guy has a shot.
Ron Stoppable
was it
the best
Ron
name.
The rodent?
No, oh. That was
Ron's pet.
Yeah.
I thought his name was Ron.
Look up Ron Stoppable, or maybe Pat can put him on the clip for those tuning in via MP4.
I think
telling you, Shigo.
Oh, the green-headed Kim Possible
was badder. Yeah. I'll stop talking.
I was thinking Sandy's
been a dark-headed.
Wait,
bottom
that's the like emo looking one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call, actually.
No, she scared me. I was scared of her.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Jimmy on that one. I think, well, it was probably Sandy Cheeks.
What?
I like that.
Yeah, I think that.
A little bit squirrel?
That Southern draw?
Yeah.
What was it about the astronaut suit that just got you there?
No, it was the squirrel.
Was it? Was it name association?
No.
Cheeks?
No. I don't
All right,
know.
What's your next one?
Alright. Good combo there. last dog of the week is the Packers +3.5 versus the Lions. For the Packers, it could be Malik or Jordan Love. Doesn't matter. No, it does not. The Lions are a warm weather animal, and they hate the North. So, give me the Pack.
I like it. All right, my pick three, Cinderella. I mean, I think this is kind of a gimme, but it's got to be Browns +2 versus the Chargers. Jameis is everyone's Cinderella. He's nation's Cinderella.
A brown Cinderella.
He is so clearly the Cinderella, and I haven't even began to tell you how we got to him being the Cinderella. And I'll divulge if y'all would let me.
We'll allow it.
Cinderella had a fairy godmother, so she was a faithful one. I don't know if y'all heard Jameis recite the Lord's Prayer. last week. Yeah. But clearly
a lot of quotes from last week. Sorry. So, a lot of Jameis.
No, you're good. A lot of quotes. She asked him a question and he just started. This is the day.
No, what was the three things?
She said, "What was that?" He said, "This is the day."
What was the three? Unwavering faith. Something dependence on the Lord. It was unwavering faith, ultimate belief, dependence on the Lord. Fire me up.
So Cinderella has the fairy godmother. Jameis has God. So that's parallel number one. Next, Cinderella had, I don't know if y'all are familiar, she had her animals that would help her do chores. And
Yep, that was in the cartoon version.
So when Jameis is interviewed in the locker room, he said he's surrounded by dogs. So they're both surrounded by animals.
Mm-hmm.
That would be parallel number two. And then number three is they were picked up by Prince Charming. Prince Charming being Charming. And then Prince Charming in Jameis' case is us.
I was interested where you were going with that.
Yeah.
That was a reach.
So we talked about greatness skipping a generation with talking about my grandmother's 92nd birthday.
Sure.
It definitely skipped a generation with Cinderella and Prince Charming's children.
Okay.
You want me to tell you what their firstborn was named?
I do.
Chad Charming. That is the biggest prick of all time.
Did he get any did he get a documentary or anything so we can learn about
it? He was in
literature?
There, he was in some films after Cinderella, but their children were Chad and Chloe Charming. I'd imagine Chloe
is that a
right, but Chad Charming.
Is that the
what's up
from Shrek? The Fairly Godmother, is that her? Is that Chad?
Yeah, Chad. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Yes, but the redheaded stepchildren in that one, stepsisters, their names are like Doris. They took liberties with the name. But Fairy Godmother's son, Chad Charming, was,
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, the Fairy Godmother.
We're connecting the whole story's coming together.
Yeah, so Shrek took some liberties with the story and the plot. But yeah, Chad Charming has to be a huge
Explicit.
Sorry. Huge. So yeah, that's the Cinderella pick. Two redheaded stepchildren, Drizella, Jets -2, Anastasia, Titans -3.5, and then everyone's Cinderella, Bengals Browns +2.
Love it.
Okay. Those are our picks.
All right. Good pick, guys. let's get to This Is a Hobby picks. Let's see. I actually took some time to prepare for this segment this week. It's a first. I didn't pick one that I really like. So I got a couple that I like, and I'm going to sort of talk about them, maybe pick one out. Guys, I'm on a new underwear brand. Fitting these cheeks into underwear has always been a hard labor of love for me. I have to stretch them out. It's always a process. So I've held on to some underwear between you and all of us here. I've held on to some underwear for probably 10 plus years. Some nasty, stinky underwear.
Must be in the family.
I found a good cotton poly blend. Stretches well, grips the rump nice, but loose enough. Duluth Trading Company.
Mm.
So we're back in Minnesota. but I don't want to pick them just because I've been all over them. Even though it seems like an obvious bet. Are they playing the Colts? Who do they play?
They are favorites against Joe Flacco's Colts.
Yeah, and that team has got to be spinning. That was one I liked. I'm not going to lock it in. Let's see. The next one I liked.
That's some Sunday Night Football. That got flexed to Sunday Night Football.
So Kit and I are rearranging a room in the house.
So that means a couple things. No, you know, bank account is so low, have no coin. Oh. What do you get when you're building a new room? What's one of the first things you buy?
Paint.
That's a good first one. Try again now.
Okay.
Pillow.
You're building furniture?
Yeah, I mean, but give me a couple build more.
A bed.
A couch.
Y'all are so hot. What do you like?
A chair.
What do you walk around on?
Hardwood carpet. Floors.
No.
You do. Carpet.
Carpet. Rug. Carpet.
You put a new rug in.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
New rugs. New rugs. We're going to go Vegas plus 7 against the, I want to say Bengals it is. This is a new Henry Ruggs the 4th team. So we're going to put new rugs in. What else do you put? What do you put on the walls that have windows on them?
Drapes.
Prison bars. This isn't, because he's in jail.
This isn't the 1600s. We're not putting drapes on the windows.
But I'm gonna poster up because he's still in prison.
No, we're gonna put shades on the windows. Okay. Who's got a shades contract? It's probably the worst, stupidest.
Patrick Mahomes. Yes, has Oakley's.
He does, yeah. And they're so bad. So we're gonna take Tampa plus 9.
Wow.
We're not gonna parlay them, but we are gonna. We're gonna take 2 picks this week. So we're gonna be big underdogs. Vegas plus 7, Tampa plus 9. There were a few others I wanted to maybe get to, but
I hate to bring you back to the Vikings, but have you seen when Jettas wears the Judy Cortez?
Those are cool. The Judies are cool.
Over the head.
Yeah, you might have to add Vikings. The shades parlay might need to be Vikings and Bucks. I don't want to force that on you. You don't have to lock
you
in.
You forced enough on me with last week. You're the reason I broke my hot streak. We're not going to listen to
I'm so confused. So you're buying shades for your room, so you're fading Mahomes because his shades are ugly?
His are bad shades.
So but he won't take the nice shades.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his are bad shades. We want good shades.
Okay. Okay. And then
– and Tampa's got those.
You're going
– and we just wanted to shout out Henry Ruggs.
Vegas.
New rugs.
New rugs.
New rugs.
Got it. Clear as day.
Yeah. So that, I think that's kind of – those are my two picks. We're approaching 30 minutes. I don't want to keep you all too long. A couple other topics I made note of. Has anyone voted yet?
Oh, yeah.
My ballot's in the mail.
Producer Pat?
You're a mail-in voter.
Early voter.
Gosh, stop this. Okay.
So I'm the problem. I'm a mail-in voter.
Guys, I've applied for an ID. Probably a full month ago. I can't go. Well, I can in some states go to the polls with no ID. But the great state of Tennessee, you got to show ID.
Mm-hmm.
The machine is already at work against me in my own state. I don't have an ID, and I've reached out. They're not giving it to me.
They've seen your
history. I wish we had those machines in every state.
Voting history.
What is it? Independence? Kermit the Frog was 2016.
Well, that's – Pat, how was your voting experience?
Not terrible.
Yeah.
I parked in the back and avoided the people that harass you.
They do harass
you. Were there people that were overly patriotic with their garb? I saw several, like, American flag scarves and hats, and
I didn't see any of that firsthand.
Yeah. Yeah, I always feel weird when I'm doing that, when I'm doing my civic duty.
Mm-hmm. It was a long line, though. It took a minute.
I kind of felt some pressure. I kind of felt there was some tension in the room.
From whom?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like everyone's sizing.
You had a first-time voter. The room erupted.
Yeah, who's this white guy? What? Bet he's voting red.
I feel like everyone, you can kind of, like, get a sense of how they're doing, and I'm, like, I'm probably kind of confusing because mm-hmm. I have the mustache. And, like, the running hat. And, like, oh, he's hipster.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, but he's got jeans on. So, like, they're, like, everyone's trying to, you know, it's like a dog getting let out at the dog park. They're all sniffing my ass, just trying to get a feel for where I'm going.
That's what some of those blue voters do.
And here we go.
Unfortunately, there's been some sharp action. Well, I don't want to say unfortunately. I don't want to get political. But I used to vote in the swing state of Pennsylvania in 2020. Mm-hmm.
Wow, you had a coveted vote.
I had a, I mean,
Who was whipping you? Did they whip you one way?
I was offered $50. I was offered $50 for my vote.
Oh wow!
I said no, thank you.
It's a bargain. He would have had it.
I will.
Yeah.
So as a podcast, we stand on everyone go vote, go do your civic duty.
Yeah,
for sure.
No doubt.
The best for democracy.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Who does not want
I want that? To one day have children that can live and hopefully trade the U.S. dollar and not the Chinese yen.
No, it's going to be Taiwan. What do they have? Taiwan dollar. I'm team Taiwan.
I think if things start to get real rocky, you know, maybe some postseason talk, we can have Q give us a breakdown on which currency to start trading.
Oh, don't get him started. He's all over the Taiwan, like actually the Taiwan dollar. This might be a good time to buy the Venezuelan rupee, I believe. Or the, not the rupee, that's India.
All right, well, before we get to another topic, I like these topics, by the way. Can I confirm your play? This is a hobby play.
You can.
Okay, so you're going, this is a hobby, Vegas plus 7, Tampa plus 9. Does this have a name? New room?
New room, new shape.
Not parlayed.
They're a single bet.
Okay.
I think we can probably wrap up here. I will say it's one of the first times I've had a beverage during the week in a while. I don't know why people don't do this more often. I'm having a great night.
I concur. I'm down for to tie one on. Let's keep it going. Producer Pat, do you have any topics for us to discuss?
Oh.
Should I dig into the Baggins? And
I think we just have an extended episode. If you want to sign off, we won't blame you, but we'll get into the Mel Baggins.
Agreed. Everyone cool with that?
Yeah.
All right. This marks it. If you're done with us, you probably left a long time ago. And if you're still here, I'm sure you're all right with the Mel Baggins.
Frankly, we can actually, we can do a clap here and we can sort of chop it from here. If y'all, what do y'all think? Y'all want to keep going? Were we recording this whole time? We had probably six.
No, we started at 5 or 6.
Yeah, we're good.
We're at 30. Do y'all want to do? I didn't.
Let's do it.
Okay. What are the questions again?
Let's freeball it.
Well, I've got them. I've got banners.
I've got some answers. So
let's hear it, Pat.
First one's easy.
Wait, what
first
are question they?
Now? From our listeners.
You're gonna hear it, Tom or Jimmy.
But did y'all not prepare? Question.
First one's easy. Just favorite NFL franchise.
Oh, I don't have that.
They just
T. You can go. You can go last.
Yeah.
Nato, you want to go?
Yeah, without a doubt, it's the New York Football Giants. It's the only thing that I've known. I grew up in a Giants house. I've only watched the Giants. I feel like there's like a core memory. I'll be old, decrepit. You know. Alzheimer's, won't be able to remember anything, and I will have the most like stark memory of Sunday Night Football. Eli Manning's playing Tony Romo, and I have homework due, and I feel like I watched that Sunday night matchup 1,000 times, and watched Eli, and have been rooting for the Giants ever since. We've been a poverty franchise for the past 10 years. I think of the last 9 years, 8 starts have been 2-6 or worse, which is where we are now. So it's been a great ride recently, but yeah, I'm a Giants guy.
But you got 2 Super Bowls. I mean, in the last 17 years?
Yes, correct. In my lifetime, so.
Yeah, that's pretty – nothing to hang your hat on. For me, it's – I mean, it depends on the year you ask me. If you ask me in 2008, I was a Bears fan. If you ask me in 2018, I was a Dolphins fan. You asked me last year, I was a Falcons fan. No. If you ask me at this current point in time, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. It's a fun franchise to be a part of, and they've welcomed me with open arms, and I'm just happy to be here. King Arthur Smith, OC of the year.
Wow. Yeah, this is something I've always been really upset about. I don't really have a college team or an NFL team. It's something I've always wanted. I wish I had just picked one. The first NFL game I ever went to was Carolina Panthers. I got a Julius Peppers jersey. It was against the Steelers. I'll never forget the game. It was Panthers were in their black unis. It was such a great game. They won. And so
But that was like before the NFL was cool. I was like a little kid.
I associate you with the Panthers. I mean, you had a black cat named Julius.
It's true. And
yeah.
Where was D'Angelo?
I would have thought Panthers.
I would have said Panthers or Titans.
Yeah, well, so, well, I digress.
Not that the color of the cat matters.
Yeah. So Panthers, and then I got to college, and I was like, wait, I'm in Dallas. I wouldn't say I ever rooted for the Cowboys, but it was kind of fun that they were there. And then lived in Nashville. All my friends were Titans fans, but I felt like I wasn't good enough for the Titans. And it's a little you want a fan base that kind of welcomes the newcomer. It, mm-hmm. Like, sorry if I'm not a lifelong fan. You know, I've had some life events occur, and I've always liked the Titans, but never quite felt like I was included in that fandom. But I still do root for them, for sure.
It's funny because I feel like as Grizzlies fans, we welcome Nashvillians.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's no reciprocity there.
Now, if anything, it's like...
stay away.
Yeah, which is bizarre to me. So I'm like, of course I'll root for the, but I'm not quite there. If I could do it all over again, Q, because we share blood.
We do.
I believe our great grandfather was a Cincinnati man. And if I had known that, I would have been on the Bengals from the womb till now. No doubt they had the best, for a little kid, they had the best helmet and mascot, you know, put a tiger on. It's by far the best.
Yeah, that's the first time I am hearing about my great-grandfather being a Cincinnati man.
Jim Moore of Cincinnati, Ohio. He moved to North Carolina.
You know what? Next mailbaggins, just send your first and last name. We'll say it on the podcast.
I don't think he'll get upset with me. He's his legacy lives on in other ways.
Have y'all seen those pods where they turn you into a tree?
What?
They bury you in a tree.
We're getting...
None.
Do we need to end this episode?
I need to hear Pat's team.
Yeah, we gotta have Pat's pick.
Similar to Nato, I'm a Giants fan through and through.
Gay.
Let's go. Not nearly as knowledgeable as Nato, but
it's not what fan is about.
The lineage is strong.
It's about showing up and showing out.
Well, I certainly don't have
one question for the Giants fan, Giants fans. Which quarterback in this draft do you want?
Cam Ward, undoubtedly.
Who?
He's going to win the Heisman.
I thought we were Milrow.
I don't know. Cam has so much composure, and he's just a winner. And he's one of those guys that he throws an interception, and you're not mad. Like, you don't think it was a bad throw.
What team does he play for?
He plays for the Hurricanes. He is a dog. Cam Ward, and you're not going to like this, but number two is probably Carson Beck.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Georgia QB.
Ew.
If he didn't look like that, I think people would warm up to him a little
more. You're into the arm sleeve?
You know, kids got to express themselves these days. His
face.
It's a tough face. He wears a helmet, so.
The
Dodgers came back?
Him and Jake Ferguson are going on some double dates.
Oh, interesting.
He's a game?
They date the twins.
Cavender twins.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Okay. I thought maybe I misheard there.
Yeah. Sorry.
Pat, right, next question.
We'll do two more.
Okay.
Keep it short. We don't have to give a why. Next one is, if you got to have dinner with three NFL players, past or present, who would they be?
Three NFL players.
Okay.
I think one's going to be a consensus.
Okay. Jameis?
Amongst the pop.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, I bet he, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I bet he puts his fork and knife so hard to the plate that you can just hear it clink and clank. My first thought would be a bigger guy, like a nose tackle, someone that can really grub. So I'm thinking prior player Vince Wilfork.
Who?
But I'm also thinking about the literary device in and of itself. His name is what we're going to do.
Will Fork?
Will Food? Fork. So
Will Fork Bird.
Vince Will Fork. Yeah.
Yeah, Vince Will Fork. He was a unit.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go ghost of past, ghost of present, ghost of future style. So my ghost of past would be, I mean, you could probably guess it, Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Ghost of present would be Jameis, and ghost of future would be, has to be Diego Pavia.
Yeah. We're halfway there.
Give me Mike Vick in the dog pound.
Wow.
Gosh.
No, I'm kidding. Who would I have picked?
Everyone's first answer.
Who's a tight end for the Patriots?
Hunter Henry.
No,
Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez.
Just so we can stop the tragedy.
I want to stop the tragedy. We want to get him detained earlier. I'd like to get him while he was in high school, maybe, and just straighten him out.
That's that roundabout imagination we're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do some good here. I'm not self-seeking in this.
Yeah.
Next question. Or Pat, pick your players.
Mine would be Tom Brady to say, don't let Giselle do Pilates.
No karate. And don't invest in crypto. What was it?
TB12 will be bought out by Noble.
Such a bad
Bitcoin trend. Bitcoin all-time high, though.
Oh.
Q, what's your... What percentage of your portfolio is in the crypto market?
About 3%.
Exactly 3%?
Yeah. It could be 2.78 or it could be 3.1.
And to quantify it, the GDP of Botswana.
Yeah. Pat, let's hear him.
My three?
Yeah.
Your question. Oh.
How about just one then? I just gave you one.
We'll go CTE case study table. Antonio Brown, Gronk.
Pre-Vontaze Burfict hit or post?
Current state.
Okay.
Yeah, gotta be post.
Do some
research.
Who's the third
CTE candidate? The
Le'Veon old, Bell.
The old Bears quarterback.
Tua.
What's his name?
Oh, Tua. Shit. Sorry.
McMahon? Jim McMahon?
Vince
McMahon.
All right, last question.
What? No, the old Bears quarterback. The dude that won when Ditko was there. He had to move to Arizona because he said the air was thinner.
Too much dead air. Too much dead air. Next question.
Last question is, do you have any gambling superstitions / any rules to live by gambling?
I kind of have a superstition.
You probably do, yeah.
On Sunday, so I empty the clip, one unit on every game.
Wow.
And then whatever amount is left over, since all my units are round numbers, I round down to the nearest 20. So if it's like, you know, something 17, I'll put 17-31 or however many cents are left on a 10-leg touchdown parlay.
So, 10 legs,
so
wow.
So I always go into the day with like a rounded off number.
Yeah.
So whatever odd, obscure number, I'll round down and put it on a.
Have you gotten close in your parlays?
No, not really.
Sure.
Gambling
competition.
Yeah, I got one, but it's not NFL related. It's, of course, Vandy related. I've never, ever in my life taken a Vandy spread. I only take money line.
I really like that. That's happening.
Because I want my emotions to ride with the teams. They don't care if they cover. They want to win the ball game. Yeah. And this is the first team this year that I feel like that's actually the case. And I love it. Anchor down.
That's a true fan.
That is.
You can't celebrate a loss in that case.
Let's be clear. I don't take it every week. But if I'm placing a unit on something, it will only be the money line.
If you're taking it against Bama, you're taking it every week.
Yeah, he takes it every week.
Yeah, every week. I don't believe in that crap. I don't have any superstitions. I don't really do
it. The liquor's hitting Jimmy.
Frankly. But I like talking about it. So.
Well, you're the sharpest one out here.
Yeah, maybe that's what it takes. Just don't really care.
Mm.
No ghosts in the closet. Monsters in the closet.
Y'all know who's pitching right now?
We're not doing baseball talk. Absolutely ridiculous.
It's NFL related. It's Kirk Cousins.
Is it Cousins?
Kirk Cousins' cousin.
God, maybe I have to change my Falcons pick, flip it to Falcons. No, I'm sticking with Cowboys.
Yeah, no.
All right, close this out, Tom.
Yeah. All right, guys, thanks for joining week 9 of the Not a Hobby. We'll see you week 10. Everyone have a safe weekend. Happy Halloween. I said gay.
We started talking about animated movies.
It's not like you didn't know that. I said I love you and I swear I still do. And it must have been so bad. Cause living with me must have damn near killed you. And this is how you remind me. How you remind me. This is how